Love Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Monday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Alive. The message from the broadcast entitled Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. It's 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, I pray with you. Have any question about the lesson, I do my best. And the Lord Jesus answered for you. If you have any comments, ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call to get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests, your comments over the air, contact us, NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So, without further ado, for those of you listening, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Most gracious God, we are humbling ourselves again this day before you to acknowledge that you are the all-wise God and that, Lord, the source of true revelation comes from your spirit. And therefore, we petition you that your spirit will be with us as we take this journey on this broadcast this day. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for such an opportunity in a day as this that you made, an opportunity you've given us to come together once again. So, Father, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, and teach us by your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, amen and amen. Glory be to God. If you have your Bibles, let's go to 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. We're going to go to verse 21. I just have a 30-minute broadcast right now today. We have another broadcast at 7 p.m., our brother Lee with the sisters. And this one here, that I'm the message I'm bringing here is a 30-minute broadcast here. So 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. The title of this message is, We Are to Love the Sinner. We are to love the sinner. And this message is based on that there are some, and some of you as Christians that's listening, I pray that you pay attention closely. You know, sometimes some of God's people, some believers, when they're given the gospel to the sinner, and the sinner rejects it, some of God's people get into the wrong spirit and they treat that sinner man bad, either physically or verbally. They begin to say things about him and things of that nature because, you know, they didn't accept the gospel when it was given to them then. And we have to be careful as Christians in doing such a thing because whether you understand it or not, you're going to be judged on that. Now you may say, well, hey, he's a sinner. Yes, but he was created by the Lord, okay? Not to live in sin, but he was created by the Lord. Now, also, I want to stress on this as I go into Scripture. When this message saying we are to love the sinner, it's not saying love the sin that he's committing. Okay? It's not saying that. That's another misconception that is not only among the world, but sad to say that has crept among some Christian communities that, you know, if we don't accept same-sex marriage or we don't accept abortion, that we're not really loving them. And that's not true. Because the love of God wants the best for a person. And the love of God knows that the best for the person, number one, is receive Christ as Lord. But however, if they don't receive the gospel, God didn't say treat them like trash. Okay? Hallelujah. Don't let them rejecting the gospel cause you to get into the wrong spirit where that when they really, really need help and you can provide it, that you don't. Or you just go on the warpath constantly criticizing. Now, in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21, The word of God says here, for even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye shall follow his steps. Now, one of the key things I want you to see in this verse here, as this is a opening to the next scripture I'm going to go to, is that the Bible says here that Jesus left us an example that we shall follow in his steps. So what he did on this earth was also an example for us to follow, okay? Hallelujah. Or what he has done even towards dealing with the sinner man is an example for us to follow. Let me show you what I mean. Let's go to the book of Romans chapter 5. The book of Romans chapter 5. The book of Romans chapter 5. Hallelujah. The book of Romans chapter 5. We're going to go to verse 8. The book of Romans chapter 5. And we're going to go to verse 8. Glory to God. The book of Romans, chapter 5, going to verse 8. And the word says, but God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So even while we were sinners, Christ died for us, and God showed his love for us even while we were sinners. So therefore, if the Lord did that and we are to follow example, then we are to love the sinner. Once again, it didn't say God loved the sin that we was committing. It didn't say he loved the living sin that we was doing, but he loved us, that he did something for us to save us. Hallelujah. You know, some supposed to be Christians, they get so mad at the sinner not accepting the gospel that I'm afraid if the sinner man was hanging off a ledge, they'll just let him fall on off or help him fall on off. Now, some of you may say, well, Brother Nate, you didn't got far-fetched. No, I haven't. Because if you will hear or see the type of spirit that some Christians get it into because that sinner didn't accept the gospel would be mind-blowing to some of you. Okay. Amen. And some of God's people have allowed that to cause them to do dirt and undermine the stuff to the sinner, thinking because they are saved that it's okay. But in the sight of God, sin is sin, people. Sin is sin. In the sight of God, sin is sin, okay? If that sinner man digger was digging a pit for you to fall in, that's wrong. And if you turn around digging a pit for him to fall in, you're wrong. You understand that? Because sin is sin. You know, it's just like the sinner man steal from you, and you say, well, he wouldn't repent, come to God, so I just steal from him. It's wrong. It's wrong. And the message the Lord wants his people to understand today is that we are to love the sinner. And this message, once again, is based on even if they reject the gospel, don't let it put you into the wrong spirit because they reject. And like I said, there have been some that because that sinner man has rejected the gospel, they like on a rampage, just criticize, just constantly saying something to that sinner man and making him or her upset to a point that sinner start thinking, man, what kind of preacher or Christian are you? Because you meddling. And that has happened, okay? That has happened through the years, okay? That has happened where some Christians, because that sinner did not accept the word, the gospel that was given to him, that Christian, quote, that Christian went on the warpath and just stayed and stayed and stayed on them. That's another thing that's happened through the years. Some Christians, like I said, go, when that sinner man didn't accept the gospel, they just went on the warpath, just stayed on. to stay on. Some of them have even got to a point where they just keep trying to force the gospel on them. And the Lord said, cast not your pearl before swine. You know, once I'm giving them the gospel and they don't want to hear it, I'm not going to try to force it on. I know what's going to happen if they die in their sins, but I'm not going to force it on them. I'm not going to be constantly looking at them and ridiculing them and, you know, criticizing them because they didn't accept the gospel. If they don't accept the gospel, guess what? There's other souls out there. I mean, I don't need to be spending my time looking at them all the time and having something to say about them. Hey, if they didn't accept the gospel, then okay. I'm going on. I pray for them, and I'm going on. But I'm not going to spend my time trying to work them up so bad to a point where they want to accept the gospel. I'm not going to do that. And God doesn't want me to do that. And some of you that's listening who may be, you know, a Christian, you may have found yourself doing that. You may have found yourself, maybe it was a family relative that you really were hoping that accept Christ and they didn't. Then all of a sudden you turned a certain way and you found yourself study on them. Study riding them to a point where you were running them off. And I'm here to tell you, by doing that, God is not pleased. And I just say to you, repent, because he's not pleased with that. He's not pleased with, you know, you trying to force someone to hear. And because, you know, first of all, because they didn't hear, you trying to force them by constantly riding. Amen. Hallelujah, glory. I remember I had a dream, and I don't know who it was, but someone else was in the dream speaking the gospel to this person who wasn't saved. And I noticed in the dream that this person did not accept the gospel. I don't know. I don't remember, was they getting ready to leave the place, wherever we was, but I told them, I looked over to them, I said, you know what? I got the love of God for you. I love you with the love of God. And, you know, from last thing I remember about that dream when I said that to this person, they, you know, they just looked. They didn't turn a word, but they just looked. And I understand from that dream that, you know, hey, even though they haven't accepted the gospel, doesn't mean I shouldn't love them. Okay? Now, would that overturn the word that God said concerning them? No, it won't. I mean, Jesus loved people. There's people in hell now. Jesus loved them. But his word is his word. So, I mean, just because we got to love him, that don't mean that's going to override God's word. But what I'm saying is, and once again, this message is to the Christian who really needs to watch him or herself from riding the sinner, whether it's a family member or a friend or whatever, riding them because they rejected the gospel when you were trying to give it to them. And see, here's the thing. If we're not careful, it's easy to fall into that. Very easy. Okay? Very easy to fall into that if we're not watchful. Because sometimes what it is that we're very disappointed. You understand what I'm saying? Because we was expecting them to accept it, especially if it was a friend or a family member, you know, you was giving this word to, and, you know, and they like, well, I don't want to accept it. I don't want to hear that now, something like that, you know. And you got real disappointed, and now you kind of found yourself like, you know, constantly like criticizing. I mean, even at times where they haven't even said anything to you, you got something bad to say, and then it's times that you found yourself, you're doing stuff to provoke them. And the thing about that is that you got to be very careful, very careful. We are to love the sinner, not to love the sin. Now, keep that in mind as well, okay? For you that's a sinner that's listening to this message, you know, you may be in the corner, yeah, Brother Nate, that's right, they got to love me. Yes, they got to love you. They ain't got to love the sin. And any sin you committing, just because we have to love you don't mean we have to accept the sin. Because you had to understand what the love of God is. The love of God always wants your safety and your help and to bring you to the right place. The love of God is not going to get into sin with you. So those of you that are sinners that's, you know, perhaps listening to this broadcast, I want to give that part of the message to you. Because we look in the world today, you know, the world, and the sad thing about it, the world has convinced some Christians in the Christian community that if you don't accept my sin, then you don't love me. See, why do you think that with the homosexuals and lesbians, when a true Christian stands up and say, hey, it's an abomination in the sight of the Lord, why you think one of the first things they holler out is why you hate us? But see, nobody said nothing about hate. Nobody said nothing about hate. We're giving the word of God. And the word of God says an abomination. That's what God says. And see, you got many of them, they looking at the messenger, which is the born-again believer, man or woman. They're looking at the messenger. They're not, you know, looking at who created the message, okay, which is God. They're not looking at that. So the thing on the nutshell is this, people. You know, to you that's a sinner that's listening, here's how I would do this with you. I give you the gospel. If you don't accept it, I don't want to accept it, I'm going to say, well, praise the Lord, I pray for you. And if I see you hanging on the cliff, I'm not going to step on your hand so you can fall off, try to help you up. You know, some months ago, there was a young lady that, she worked at this place, and, you know, she'd been working in a place for a few years there. And, so one day, I asked her, you know, as we do this broadcast here, and she knows that the broadcast we do is gospel. She had been knowing it for some months. And so one day, I approached her on a job site where I went to, you know, she was doing something. And I just asked her, I said, would you like to link the knowledge to the broadcast? And she quickly told me, no, I don't. Thank you. Like that real fast, you know, like, okay, I'm going to get rid of you. Don't, you know, you asked me, okay, so, you know, hey, you know, and people understand this. I understand that a type of disappointment do come in when, you know, you're giving them the gospel and they reject it, but we can't let that disappointment put us into the wrong spirit, because the Lord is not going to justify us doing wrong just because that sinner man rejected the gospel. If anything, it should make us feel some type of burden for them, because we know that if they die and they sin, like now, if you presented the gospel to them and they rejected it and they were to die in their sins now, then they're going to hell. You know that from the word of God. Yeah. The word of God lets you know you reject Christ and die in your sins. That's it. That ain't no, well, you can't judge me. God can only judge me. Well, he have with his word. He told you. If you reject him, you're going to perish in your sins. And if you perish in your sin, you got to go to a place where sinners go. And that's hell. You can't go to heaven. See, the heaven got a bunch of people, none but people obeying God. Okay? That's what heaven's got. Hell has the disobedient. So you gotta go where, you know, the disobedient go. And so this is why, you know, I wanted to, very much needed to, give this message today that we are to love the sinner. And this message is based on even when they reject the gospel. You got to love them. God still wants you to love them. He don't want you to hate them. Because hate will turn you into the type of thing that they're operating in. So love the sinner man. Amen. Father, we thank you. For your word is precious. Your word is pure. And we glorify you, dear God, for you are worthy to be praised. And you are worthy to be lifted up. Thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. Be the name of my God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Don't forget, in about 50 minutes rather, in about 52 minutes, no, I'm sorry, in about 39 minutes, we have another broadcast. Brother Lena Sisters will be on at 7 p.m. So once again, love y'all. This is Brother Nate with Church Christ Alive. The message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. May God bless you and he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.